Welcome to Speak On It, Ladies, a show presented by the Women of Hearts. Hearts meaning having emotions and recognizing true strength. I am your host, Sabrina, the founder of Women of Hearts, and today I am joined by some wonderful members of our organization. Welcome, ladies.
Woo! Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Today's topic is friendship. What does it mean to you? What is expected? What type of friend are you? We want to speak on women friendships as well as can you have a friendship with a man? We'll start with women friendships. The meaning of friend, I had to look that up, ladies, is a person whom one knows, likes, and trusts, an acquaintance, a person with whom one is allied in a struggle or cause, a comrade, one who supports, sympathizes with, or patronizes a group, cause, or movement. Now, my thoughts, I'll lead today, like, I'm gonna let y'all lead another time right now. I have to speak on it.
Speak on it. Speak.
First, let me say I don't know if I've really ever experienced true friendship, and that's only because I haven't fully been given it back as to what I believe it is, okay? And I believe that friendship accepts you for who you are, is there when you need them, even if it's just a quick text or a phone call, tells you when you're wrong and encourages you to do better, advises you when you need it, but is there to listen even more so. Offers her home to you if you're homeless, food when you're hungry, drink if you're thirsty, slaps you back into reality but then hugs you to tell you she loves you. Now, I don't expect a friend to jump when I say jump, but I'd like to know they would if I really needed them to. Okay. And I want to be able to tell a friend about my life or whatever's going on in my life at that moment and have them truly listen to it. I've had friends who listen only when they want to listen. Like, what I'm saying is...
Or do they judge?
They're too busy waiting for you to get it out for them to give you...
Tell you theirs. Right. Thank you. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. Can I just get somebody who wants to hear mine? Just like, I'm willing and ready to listen to yours. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I used to have a friend like that. When I would call her and I need to talk, and then she monopolized the conversation. I'm like, wait a minute, what about me?
I called you, right?
And we're not friends anymore.
That was easy. Yeah. You just met
up. Well, no, it wasn't that easy. You know, there were some other issues, but I felt like she was a selfish friend.
Yeah. Exactly, and that was the start of it.
Right, and I'm like, wait a minute. Every time I've talked to you, it's about you,
right?
And you're not concerned about me,
right? There's an issue. Yeah. Something's not right.
Right.
Well, I get tired of the one-sided friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, let what I give to you, give it back to me, and we'll be the best of friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody, what else? What's going on with friendships? Who's had a long-time friendship, best friend type situation that can speak on it?
Since I've been married, I really don't have, like, a best friend. I mean, I do, but it's my husband.
Yeah.
And I guess I get so irritated so easily that I don't have a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tolerate a lot, so
I think that's it too, though.
I've gotten older,
there are certain things that you will not stand for, you don't want to deal with, but you still need that one that you can call.
I have one. I mean, we've been friends for over 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and to me, she's more like a sister. I don't have a biological sister, so she's more like a sister to me. And even though we don't talk all the time, when we do talk, we just catch up just like normal.
And it should be like that.
Yeah.
Should be able to pick up just like where you left off.
Exactly. We just keep it moving. You know, we're as close as two people can be.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's there.
And see, I want a friend like that.
I know.
Yeah, I'm blessed. I am. I mean, that's my girl.
Okay, well, let me take that back, man.
Do they have those on eBay?
I have cousins that are like that, but I don't consider them like my best friend because we're related.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, I think it's the difference in being related to someone and actually having a friend. Yeah.
Which I know I could talk to these three in particular about any and everything.
Right.
But they're relatives.
So. Right. So I guess that is different. So I don't know if I really even have that, but I'm from a dysfunctional family, as I'm sure many of us are.
What is a
everyone has a
topic for another day.
I know. Yes. Okay, so what are your expectations, anyone, for friendship? I mean, what do you hope for?
Someone there to listen, you know, be there for you. like you said.
Pretty much what you have on that list.
Exactly. That pretty much sums it up. I mean,
I have to trust that person. I mean, you can't trust everybody. And that's one of the things I think that all of us have probably told our children. Be careful who you call a friend, because everybody's not going to be a friend.
And my daughter is going through some issues too.
Mine too.
She's, you know,
her
friends are, she tells one thing, one tells another, then it gets twisted,
and it gets
all
turned around.
Next thing you know, you're
and they're
going
in the
out
hot seat.
The whole school and everything else. Yeah, so.
I think women are trifling anyway.
That's true.
I mean, because you can some, not all, but you can tell somebody something, and so quickly that thing will be around the building where you work at, and you're like, wait a minute, I thought I could trust you enough to tell you that information.
Exactly.
I mean, what's that about?
There's very few and in between that you can really just pour your heart out to, and knowing that they would have your back to the end, you know? Sure. I mean, even though sometimes it's like, you know, feels like an iffy situation, but they're still there for you because they're having a bad day, or they're, you know, going through something that you didn't realize because they're sheltering it or something. You're like, what the hell's wrong with her, you know, or something, right. You know?
And but, even if you have a bad day, or even if you argue, because your basis is friendship, you're going to go right back to that base.
Exactly.
And it's just not going to stand.
Exactly. It should never, ever cause a rift. Now, if it causes a real rift, it's not your real friend.
No, that's true.
That's true.
Very true.
Next.
Very true. Very true.
And then, you know, if you do have a disagreement, like you say, you know, you get it out and you move on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the guy topic you were asking or whatever.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into the
friendship.
Can men and women be friends? I believe they can.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's all in how you handle it.
Yeah.
Because if you're presenting yourself like I'm attracted to you,
then there's a problem.
Then of course they're gonna
jump on that.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
But if you keep it on the level, you know, upfront, then I think that men and women can be friends. What do you guys think?
I think so. Men are, if you're dating a man or in a relationship with a man, they don't see that side because their mind's already in the gutter, you know? So they're thinking, oh no, he's trying to get with you because of this. But no, it's not like that. I think as long as you keep, the woman keeps it professional as a friendship, I think it will work. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of straddle the fence on that one.
I mean, she just, if she leans towards him being so sweet too, she might start having attraction for him as well. So it kind of,
is on more like on a marriage level.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a cutoff. I mean, like, I can't have a friend and be like, oh, let me text Joe and see what.
Well, yeah, right.
Let me call Joe.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
The man, all of a sudden you're probably sleeping with him and everything else. So.
I don't know. I just kind of straddled. I have a situation with a family member who married this girl, and she had this friend, and you know, they're really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I see things that he don't see as a person looking in.
Oh, okay.
And it may not be anything, but it still doesn't look right to me.
Right.
So that's
right.
Probably why I straddle the fence with that.
Well, I think too, though, when you're married,
it's
it is hard to have male friends.
Right.
Now, I guess, like I said earlier, as far as like female friends, I've never really had a close female friend. So I've never really had a close male friend.
Uh-huh.
So when I was married, I don't think there was such a thing as male friends other than who I worked with.
Exactly. I mean, we do have the male friends, but once you leave that job or once you leave church,
that's it.
No more communication.
Maybe because I'm single, I just see this in a whole different light too.
Right.
Because I have two really good friends from childhood who are guys.
Mm-hmm.
And one, if I ever get married, he will be my best man.
Wow.
Because, aww. I mean, we are just that close. So I'm blessed in that respect that I have a good girlfriend and I have a good boyfriend. And we've never crossed those lines.
Right.
And I trust him just like I trust my two biological brothers. So,
and for that aspect, I guess, I don't know.
It's really hard.
That's why I
straddled the fence on you. Because whenever I was in a relationship and living with someone, he knew that if this guy came to the house, that was just my boy. You know?
Right.
And there wasn't anything going on. So I guess it just depends on individuals.
And I think it's how you start out if you're in a relationship.
Right.
If you start out that he has female friends, you have male friends, and you guys can work it out that way, then you can accept it within the relationship. But if you don't start out that way and you start getting these friends, you can't start hanging out and
because sometimes something can be up. Y'all know we sneaky.
That's true now. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
I mean, you start talking about those voids, whether it's in a marriage or just a committed relationship.
Exactly.
He might be saying the right things where homie isn't the one that you're with.
True.
So, I mean, there is room to sneak into your relationship.
That's what,
and sometimes you don't mean it to, but it
happens.
I don't know.
That's what I said.
That's a tough one.
Maybe he's talking too sweet. And you're like, wait a minute, I can't hold this fellow.
You're saying all the right things.
Like,
but you know what? I mean, not all the good guys, but some guys, when they're listening to their female friends talk and they listen to what they're missing, of course they're going to give you what you need.
That's exactly right.
They're going to fill in the holes.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be like, okay, she's not getting this from him, so let me do this.
Yeah,
so those are the ones you have to watch
out for. You know how you have the selective listening men. They hear what
they
want to hear.
Exactly.
So while you sitting there crying about why he's not, your husband or boyfriend's not doing what he needs to be doing, his ears are perked and listening
like,
okay,
you need what?
Well, let me do
hold
this
hold on
for
a minute.
Her.
And
yeah.
let her see what it's supposed to be like or feel like.
Exactly.
And girls the same way.
Exactly.
Exactly. We're not just bashing on men.
Right.
Women are trifling. I said that earlier. Trifling. We are trifling.
But it's a relationship, either way you put it. I mean, in relationships, I had a friend say once, is really all about who's on top, literally.
Wow.
So, you know, relationships are hard.
It's
they
a job.
Are.
It's hard.
It don't
they
matter how you look at it, whether you're a girlfriend, boyfriend,
or just
friends.
Or just
whatever.
It's very hard.
Exactly.
They're hard with family life, too.
Exactly.
It's hard with
worse.
Family. Some
That's
family members are worse than
topic.
Enemies. So.
They just, Lord, we'll be here for 30 more minutes.
All day.
Yeah. And then some.
We have a lot of speak on it, ladies.
Yes, we do. Hello.
Stay gotta keep it going.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. That's our time. I, again, want to thank the panel for joining me today. I also want to thank you for listening in. Please remember to visit us at our website, www.womenofhearts.org. And remember, Brina loves you if no one else does. Be blessed, everyone.
Later,
thank you.